Welcome to Barony Medical Centre. If you feel your condition is life-threatening or have a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 999 straight away. Please note that all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. We here at Barony Medical Centre have a zero tolerance policy, and we ask that you remain patient and respectful at all times. We reserve the right to terminate your call if you choose to become abusive with a member of our team. To help the team direct your call, our trained receptionist will ask you for a brief description of your symptoms, and they may require to ask some additional questions to allow us to signpost your request to the most appropriate healthcare provider. This may not always be a GP. All information you give and share with us is treated with strict confidentiality. Please remember, we are here to help you as best we can with the resources we have. Please do not just hang on the line. You need to make a choice from the selection about to be given. Please listen to all the following options before making the most suitable choice for your needs. Press 1 to order a prescription via our voicemail system. Press 2 for test results, which are available Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Press 3 if you feel you require a home visit. This will be triaged by a GP and they may choose to call you back before visiting as they feel necessary. Please request these home visits as early in the day as you can to allow the doctors time to schedule them in. Press 4 to speak to a member of the admin team to book appointments with a member of the clinical or attached staff teams, or indeed to speak to a member of the team for some advice not covered in the previous choices. Thank you. Thank you for joining our appointments and advice line. We will be with you as soon as we can, and we are sorry to keep you waiting. To help our team direct your call, our trained receptionist will ask you for a brief description of your symptoms and they may ask you some additional questions to allow us to signpost your request to the most appropriate healthcare provider. This may not necessarily be a doctor. All information you share with us is treated within strict confidentiality rules. Please remember, we are here to help you as best we can with the resources we have. Thank you.
Barony MD speaking, how can I help?
Hi, this is James calling from MMA Legal. How are you today? Are you okay?
I'm all right, thank you. How can I help you?
Oh, brilliant. I'm just wondering if I could possibly speak to the practice manager or the data protection officer.
So the practice manager is actually not back in again until tomorrow, but I might be able to help you. What is it that you need to...
I'm just calling just to confirm if you're in receipt of our data subject access request, what we sent via post. We sent it on the 7th of May, so it could have come like maybe a week after that.
Okay. Who was it for?
Mr. Ryan McCourt.
Ryan McCall.
McCourt.
Oh, McCourt, sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Give me 2 weeks, I'm going to check another wee folder for you. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, no problem.
So I've had a wee look there for you, and I don't actually have anyone with that name, anything being brought in for them. It's me that normally does the legal IGPR stuff, and I don't see that name on my list at all, and I haven't done anything for them. Can I just ask, was it sent to the correct barony? Because there is a barony in Paisley that sometimes gets mixed up with us.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me just have a look at the address what we have in the file. So the address that we have on file is for the postcode is G214AH Auchinlock Street, I think.
Auchinlock Street, yeah, that is.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Do you have a date of birth there for Ryan?
A date of birth, yeah, hold on 1 second. We've got the 19th of April,
1994. 19th of April, 1994. Well, right, that's why. So Ryan's no longer a patient of ours.
He's
looks
no
like he
patient.
Transferred out a little while ago, so it's probably been that it's came in, my practice manager's got it, realised that he's not our patient anymore. She would have contacted someone at the firm, though, to let them know that they weren't a patient here anymore. Then it would have just been shredded, the stuff would have just been shredded after that.
Oh, so all of his files have been destroyed,
so all his
yeah.
files have been, well, all of his files have been transferred out to the health board, so what you'd need to do is get in touch with Ryan and find out what doctor surgery he's with now. They should have all his medical records, and somebody in there would be able to do the medical report quest for you.
All right, okay, no problem. Thank you very
all
much.
Right, no worries.
Just
all
while
right.
you're on the phone,
huh? Yeah.
Just in case we end up having any other patients on your files, is the email address for yourselves for a subject access request, is it ggc.gp52202?
No.
Clinical. No, it's not.
No,
are you able just to provide me that email
yeah,
address?
Yeah, sure. So it is ggc.gp, but it's 43133.
43133.
Clinical at nhs.scot. That's the barony in Glasgow. I don't know if that other one you gave me there was the one for Paisley, but that's for us.
All right, brilliant. Yeah, this one for yourselves. Okay,
yeah.
No worries. If you end up having to send a name further SAR request, we'll obviously send it by email.
Yeah, perfect. Yep, no problem.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much.
All right,
appreciate
thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.